In a report released Tuesday to mark World Alzheimer's Day, European researchers estimate about 35 million people have dementia worldwide. But that figure is likely to double to nearly 66 million in 2030 and 115 million in 2050. The report by Alzheimer's Disease International also outlined the global cost of the illness, saying it will likely exceed $604 billion this year, or 1% of the world's gross domestic product. Professor Anders Wimo is one of the authors of the report and a professor at the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm. He told us more about how Alzheimer's cases will impact the global economy as life expectancy continues to rise.
The main reason that people get older, because there's a very strong relation between age and the occurrence of dementia. The older you get, the higher risk for getting demented. And since now we have a situation in the high-income countries since many years that people get older and older, but now we also have a shift in developing countries where people live much longer than they did before. So even if they start from a rather low level, nevertheless, if they increase, for instance, their mean survival by 5 years, that will have an enormous strong effect on the number of people with Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. And even today, the majority of people with dementia, they live in middle-income or in low-income countries and not in the high-income countries.
With the costs of care and treatment, does this call for concern considering the current economic climate?
Well, I think it does already today has enormous impact on the global economy in different ways in different countries. Because in our part of the world, in high-income countries, the major cost component is the cost of social care, like long-term nursing home care, residential care, and daycare home support. And also, of course, the unpaid informal care, which we have given an monetary value. In low-income countries, we have a different pattern, because in these countries, it's mainly informal care that is provided. And the social sector that we have in high-income countries, it more or less doesn't exist, at least not in the rural areas. But in urban areas in low-income countries, we have an emergent and increasing, but on a very low level of social services as well. But the consequences will be, because particularly in low-income countries, that we have migration, we have split of generations, and women are entering the working market and so on. And therefore, the possibilities to support people with dementia will go down in these countries as well. And in these countries, most of the caregivers are not spouses, as it is in many Western countries. It's mainly daughters and sons and daughters-in-law and so on. So it has an economic impact due to losses of production as well.
Now, looking at the illness itself, has there been any progress made in treating or even curing dementia?
So far, we have no cure for Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. We have drugs today on the market that can have some kind of positive effect on the symptoms of dementia, at least during a period of the course of dementia, but we have no definite cure or disease-modifying drugs. There has been some backlashes now for disease-modifying drug trials in recent years, but we still have several drugs in pipeline that are undergoing tests now. So hopefully we will get drug that may influence the whole basic reasons for Alzheimer's disease, so the number of people can go down. Another interesting aspect is that from population-based studies, we have found that the traditional risk factors for vascular disorders, such as heart attacks and stroke, and also vascular dementias, may be similar to the risk factors for Alzheimer's disease. And that is hypertension, it is lipids, it is obesity, diabetes, and so on. And that means that there may be possibilities for some kind of prevention strategies, also for Alzheimer's disease, in terms of health promotion.